A senior Sydney rabbi has accused Jewish community leaders of defaming him and misrepresenting his views. Rabbi Yosef Feldman yesterday resigned as a director on the board of management of the Yeshiva Center in the city's eastern suburbs. He was described as holding repugnant views out of step with most Jews after he gave evidence at the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse. At the commission, he spoke at length about being lenient towards inactive or reformed pedophiles. But the rabbi has told AM he's only resigned to save the reputation of the yeshiva and that he's done very little, if anything, wrong. Rabbi Yosef Feldman is speaking here to AM's Simon Santo.
I believe that everyone's just been carried away by the hype without really knowing the facts. And I've notified everyone about that, that I think is a great defamation of myself. I plan to take action.
What do you mean by a defamation?
Because it was reported that I held that it's not wrong to touch genitals, for example, that adults touch genitals of kids. And that's simply false. I said clearly it's very, very wrong even just to massage, not talking about back, lying down and massaging, which is outrageous. And it just suited the Jewish organization to be able to go out against me to make themselves look good. It came out as though I'm lenient on pedophiles, which is simply false. I'm certainly not lenient on pedophiles. I was just the way they understood it was because I spoke at the Royal Commission to got to a certain person that I felt he shouldn't be jailed because he had repented. And I feel that someone who repented, the sentence should be different, not that he shouldn't be punished. And actually, the judge agreed with me and didn't jail him. So everyone's making a whole because of that.
Rabbi, you told the Royal Commission that publicity about child sex abuse encourages people who may not be real victims or may want to be considered heroes to go to the police. Do you regret saying that?
No, I have that opinion that hype isn't necessarily good. I do really have that opinion. I know that a colleague rabbi of mine was accused because of all this hype, and ultimately, he wasn't charged, and the police decided not to charge him. He was acquitted. But I have seen that sometimes there can be exaggerations amongst people who are abused, and especially when there's a whole hype, I think it doesn't really do it much good, even with regard to the victims who are prepared to come forward.
The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies is just one organisation that has had a big go at you over the last couple of days. Yes. They said that you are unfit to hold any position of authority within the community.
Yeah, that's what they say. I feel that the leaders of these organisations that came out against me are unfit to be leaders. They haven't read the transcripts because they only came out after they gave the pronouncement. My lawyers say it's full-on defamation. I think every single one of them that came out with an announcement is unfit to be the leader of that organization.
It's not just one body that said this. I mean, I can run through all the different people who've said it.
They all got caught by the hype. You know, it's very easy, especially in this controversial issue, to want to make a sacrificial lamb sort of thing because they look then good in the eyes of the community, both the Jewish and secular community. And that's very unfortunate from Jewish leaders. You would think that they'll be a bit more professional and proper, and especially when you're attacking someone else. And I hope they retract very soon. And if they don't, I will be taking action to ensure that this happens because it really is outrageous defamation of myself. There's been unbelievable, terrible abuse hurled at me in social media and all sorts of places, even with threats and death threats and all sorts of things, based really on rubbish.
Well, if it is rubbish, if it is a misrepresentation, why did you resign from your position as a director on the board of management of the Yeshiva Center in Sydney?
Because perception by the public is unfortunately more important than the truth. You know, people perceive things. And until my name is cleared by either any of these media outlets retracting, which I'm trying to get them to, even, you know, these heads of organizations, it's very hard for people who have come out with something to retract unless they're forced to, and that's why I'll have to take legal action. People just won't believe me, and it's not good for the yeshiva organization, you know, that I'm still there. People want to see blood, as you know, when such things happen. So I did it really for the sake of the organization, for the Jewish community, for the perception that's out there.
Did they ask you to resign?
No one asked me to resign.
That's Rabbi Yosef Feldman speaking there to AM's Simon Santo.